Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my dear listeners. This is your host, Kipson Gokchubed from the Christian Army Podcast. And I welcome you back to this episode. That is episode 3 of Mental Health Awareness, Season 3. And I would really love to say thank you because you've always grown with us. You've been with us throughout the journey and we urge you to continue being with us. On set, I'm joined by very important people who look amazing, amazing. So I would love for them to introduce themselves.
Okay, hi everyone. So for me, my name is Faith Chepkore. It's such an honor to be here on this set. I'm a medical psychologist and yes, mental health awareness.
I'm Daniel. I'm also a guest of today's podcast, so I hope everything is going to be okay.
Hello everyone, I'm Caroline Gatia. I'm a transcriber, translator, and a jack of all trades, and most of all, I love Christ. Barikiweni.
Hey, good afternoon everyone. Good morning everyone. This is Valentine Kerubo, a fashion designer, and it's a pleasure to be here on set once more.
Wow, you just like, you all look amazing, and I love that you're here with me today. So we are going to talk about depression, which is actually something that is very common among the youths today. Growing up, actually, I think there was depression, but we didn't talk as much about it. But today, because we have that platform to talk about depression, to create awareness pertaining to mental health. So I think it's just an honor to be doing this with Christians and urging people to like talk about it and to be very open about it. So before we continue, I know some people are just thinking, you know, Nikona depression, and maybe they don't know what depression is. So what do you understand by the term depression?
Okay, I think as you have said, someone will just come and tell you, you know, I have depression or I am depressed. Case in instance, yesterday I met someone, I was just having my coffee and I think I was doing my notes. Then I think somewhere I'd won one of my work t-shirts and he's like, you're a psychologist? I'm like, yes. So what does he say next? I am depressed. I'm like, okay, what makes you think you're depressed? He's like, I have no idea, but my girlfriend left me. So I'm like, okay, what else, you know, what have you been feeling? He's like, just sad. And that's it. And that was all. Mm-hmm. So for me, that is like, sometimes you'd say, like when you're sad, you're depressed. No, that's not the case. Sadness is not equal to depression. Depression is an illness. It's a disorder. It's a condition where you have to be clinically diagnosed. So for depression, you can't say you have depression after being sad for 2 days. No, it's a persistent sadness. It's a persistent loss of interest in your activities or, you know, what you want to do in your daily life. And when you come to us, we can't just pick out like 2 or 3 symptoms and you'd be like, no, you're depressed. No. You have to have 5 or more symptoms that are in the diagnostic statistical manual for us to say you are clinically depressed. Yeah.
All right. Guys, do you have anything else to add?
There's this term she hasn't used. It's for me, I'll say it's a mental health disorder.
Oh, thank you.
That's to me.
Well, it's I think I'll just break it down in the layman. Basically, it's literally having a depressive disorder, because it's just not a feeling, it's a disorder. So by the time you're qualified to be depressed, it has to be a disorder. So when you're feeling something is depressing you, from the term depressed, so something is depressing you, it's a depressing disorder. That's how I get it.
Yeah.
For me, I think I'll support her for what she has said. It's a disorder. You don't just wake up today basically because you have an issue. Like for an example she has given, the girlfriend left. You are sad. It's an emotion. It's going to end. Probably you bump into someone else. You leave and forget the other person. Mm-hmm. So for depression, it's something that has been there. It's something that is ongoing. Like you don't have it in 2 days naimesha. Mm-hmm. It's something that can go all the way like a year, 2 years. Yes.
No. Okay. Actually, you've said about the girlfriend, and then I remember Kevin was here and saying, "Tutapata dema na kuambia, niko depressed. Sina nguo ya event."
a lot of misuse.
I think we are misusing the word depression. Unajua, uko na craving unaanza, akisikwa na pesa ya creep, sasa niko depressed. Like, we're just misusing that word. But it is good that...
But you know, at some point, it will lead to depression. You know, when someone is having like a feeling of something and yet she or he hasn't gotten it, it will have that kukuleta karibu and feeling that you need it. Na sasa hauna.
Well, sasa event imeisha bado unakuwa depressed kuhusu nguo.
Ojo madem achana. Okay,
it just can be a causative factor. It can be a causative factor.
It's okay. There's something. Yeah. It's actually a type of depression that is brought about by a pile up.
Yeah.
Of things, today maybe this frustrated me, the next. So there's a type of depression whereby pia mtu mwingine, when they're having so huge, like highs zako zinakufanya depressed na lows zinakumake depressed. So because watu wafanani, as he's saying, leo labda amekosa creeps, aende hivi ameachwa, afike hivi, you know, they keep pile up, might lead there.
Boom.
Yes, mainly causative factors.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of factors that go on. But what I'm trying to say is sometimes you're just misusing the term.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Definitely.
And sometimes it is, they said there's power in the tongue and in the words you utter.
Yes.
Now, when you talk about, leo uko depressed, kesho uko depressed, utashtukia uko depressed.
For sure. And
like someone who's just piling, they're not talking about it, they're just piling.
Yeah.
Especially the men.
Yeah.
They pile today, they pile on Tuesday. Kidogo sijui nini ilifanyika, they pile. So you see, they're not talking about it. But let us believe in the power of our words. That word you utter can either build you or break you.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're still continuing, we are talking about types. I know there's a lot of types of depression, just like any other disease, like whatever you're going through. When a disease is utambiwa, you know, sometimes I introduce myself to someone and I tell them I have lupus and they ask you which type of lupus. So utaanza kusema, oh, mi niko na systemic lupus, kuna mwingine atakwambia niko na discoid lupus, you know. So there's a difference. There are types of the depression. So if you know them, I would really appreciate when we educate the people about it.
Yeah, sure. So I think even as we talk about types, we could begin with the symptoms. Like when you have depression, you come to us, what symptoms will we be looking at? We'll be looking at depressed mood, very depressed mood. And this is it's different for everybody. Some will present as depressed mood. Some will be very irritable. They'll be very angry. So here we don't have a standard way to tell you now, Ati, for depressed mood, you just have to be very sad and very low. No, you can be very irritable, can be very angry and all that. You have lost interest in the things you used to love doing. You used to love playing football, used to love like watching TV or watching movies, listening to music. But all of a sudden, you feel like inakuchokesha. You feel like, this thing I can't. So you can imagine that state and that instance, you know. Then, you know, there is also loss of appetite, like you either, or there's increased appetite, either or. For some people, they'll eat a lot. For some people, they won't even eat. You give them food and it's the worst thing you have given them. So they're like, what is this you're giving me? I don't want anything to do with this. And this now leads to increased or decreased weight loss. There's either weight gain or weight loss,
mm-hmm.
which is also a symptom. There's increased or decreased sleep, insomnia, which is you barely have sleep. Like your time to gain sleep, probably you'll take 4 hours, 5 hours, which is very abnormal for a human being to start sleeping. When you get to bed, maybe for, normally it's 30 minutes, 1 hour, you're asleep. But for this person, till 4 hours, till 12 a.m., they're like, you know, I can't sleep. Or they wake up very early in the morning and they have nothing to do, but still they can't go back to sleep, you know. And for some, it's hypersomnia. They can't get themselves to wake up because they feel like sleep is better. I'd rather escape with this. Another symptom is also psychomotor agitation, where you find like someone's becoming very restless or very slow. Mm-hmm. You wake them up in the morning, they're dragging themselves, you know, they just don't want to do anything. They're being very, very draggy. You know, they have thoughts of worthlessness. They're not worth anything. It comes like, you know, they feel very shameful about something very tiny, but for them it's something really big. And they feel like, I'm ashamed of this, I'm guilty of this, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they end up having suicidal thoughts. That is when you come like for therapy, he'll ask you, have you had any suicidal thoughts? Once you say yes, that will be a very high risk case, because we know that you have these thoughts. Maybe at some point in time, the balance for you was off. You felt like life wasn't worth living anymore. So we feel like that is a high risk, especially for depression. Maybe you can add any more symptoms and then we can delve into the types.
Well, I would personally speak of some, which is I'll explain the type later when we're mentioning types, but is usually experienced by ladies after childbirth. Mm-hmm. So you find yourself sad for no reason and you're just crying. Apparently, clinically, it's okay if you're having those feelings for 1 to maybe 2 weeks, you're good. If it's just that, because you just find yourself too mushy and emotional and all that. But if you find the feeling lasting, maybe three months, or so, mm-hmm. and you're still feeling the same, you're irritable, you're there even hating that, you know, you get to, there are some women who are really they have acute depression to an extent, you lost that kid you gave birth to, you even refuse to breastfeed the baby, mm-hmm. you hate the hubby if he's present, or the baby daddy if he's not there. But apparently you just hate everything and everyone. You hate your body. You know, your body changes after you get a baby, whether you like it or not. You have probably to work to get back your previous body or something. Mm-hmm. So you start hating yourself to an extent. You don't even want to go outside. You don't want makeup anymore. So I'll explain that as a symptom of a type of depression that is experienced by ladies after childbirth. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just like trying to internalize everything that is being said.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're bringing the picture maybe of a person or myself. So yeah, and it's good. Like we have this platform. So let's, because we've done the symptoms, we can just go back into the types. You can go first, Karen.
Yeah. Okay, I will start with I will mention the one that I've already explained is postpartum depression. It's a form of depression whereby ladies. Not all ladies, but a percentage of them, like they go through it after childbirth. It's normal kusikia kulia. At times you just cry for no reason, you're emotional and all that, but only for like 2 weeks. You were not exact to say, because atakama is in research and all that, but if you're feeling all those feelings 3 months later, 2 years later, something is wrong. You need to go get checked. And at times ladies say maybe it's because of the whole thingy that went on, maybe the kwenda labor and all that. Actually, that's why I'm carrying it. That's how you dismiss it. Mm-hmm. Only for you to be diagnosed as sick maybe months later, you've not gotten over it. So most people don't know, even women. Personally, I'd say after reading and finding out that there is a certain type of depression called that, ndio nilijua, kumbe pia mimi nilikuwa mali. I'm a mother, by the way. I have a boy.
Congratulations.
And a boy. Yeah, so, by the way, he's so cute.
So yes. after the baby, I was moody and singejua, it was about, nilikuwa na my feelings, by the way. I don't know if it was about the baby daddy, ama cause maybe of what I had to go through. Uh-huh. So I kept encouraging myself that maybe Taisha ma wa mama will go through this. At times my baby would cry and I don't know what to do, because ni mem breastfeed, ni mem change, he's just crying and I just will start crying.
You cry with the
and
baby.
I will cry like seriously until some toto amemaliza kulia ananiangalia and I'm sick. So looking back, yeah. I'd be like, kai, kumbe I was sick, something was wrong. Yeah. But thank God, uh-huh. with time, with love from the society, with the appreciation, especially for family. I love you guys. They stood with me. I'd say my mama brought my groove back. My family brought. You see, my sisters won't let you get old at your Sijini Liza. So what? Like, my baby sister would be like, sit away, uita mama ji. Uh-huh. So if you were expecting that utangoja, you know, as much as you don't want it, there's some bit in you that is craving to be a girl again. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. there's some bit in you that is craving to walk outside there and you get shingles in avunjika, you know. Mm-hmm. But as much as unataka kuheshimiwa, mimi ni mama G, there is a loss you feel inside. I don't know if ladies would admit it. I don't know if there's any was a kid. Maybe I'm the only mama. But there's a lot you feel inside. You're like, kai, some guys zitasag kama za kina nani. Sti my tummy tapotea. There's so much that you don't think you're worrying about, but apparently you are.
Yeah.
So if you don't check, if you are not alert, if you don't get the right conditions, you will find yourself depressed and sick. And most ladies don't know. Actually, even most hubbies don't know ati eh, kumbe chebet ni the baby ndi inafanya ame change. Alipata mtoto, she didn't give me attention anymore. Sijui hanipendi, hanipiki. Kumbe chebet is fighting her own battles peke yake. So I believe the fact that these things are put outside there, like you said, makes me appreciate life and understand even myself the more.
Yeah, I think I read about postpartum depression. There's this author named Geraldine Moirori. She has written a book called A Mommy's Kit. And she went like into postpartum depression to the point that she had to like alijipeleka hospitali akajiadmit ndio alale. She has left the baby with now her mom. And I was just like feeling, oh yeah, there's that difference. You know, because I knew Geraldine back from university and I knew she had a lot going on. She's politically savvy. She's a businesswoman. So I was trying to understand postpartum depression from Geraldine's view. And now I have your view. So like I am trying to come to terms with it. So that, you know, I'm getting the kit for when I become a mother, which I am really Amen. Manifesting. So, yeah, I'll just be going back and asking, Karo, ulisema tunafanya nini? And going back to Geraldine and at least talking about this so that we don't lose more women and more girls. Sure. So any other type?
Okay, I think I'd love to add on what she has said. Mm-hmm. It's a major challenge because let's say you're stepping into a new journey. And for ladies, what we deal with majorly is weight. Ukionanga ume gain weight, you're like, Jesus, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then when you tend, like after giving birth, there's changes in body. You have weight gains.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a major hit. Eh? Mm-hmm. People tend to go back and look. People want to gain, lose. I mean,
yeah.
They want to lose. They want to look like they are not mothers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look
sweet,
sorry,
16.
But you want to look this like this sexy chick and everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's a major challenge, PM. And another that I would like to add is what persistence depressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's this feeling of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
There's sadness. You look like someone might give you an example like, I want you to do this and this. You're like, what am I benefiting from it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even excited to this
to do
danger.
It.
Yeah? I don't think at a sina hiyo nguvu ya kuendelea. So like you let go of things, you let go of people, you don't want to interact with people, you don't want to go out and have the fun as usual that you used to have, and you are there, you're just by yourself, you want to be by yourself, you want to do even that energy of even moving something hauna. Yes.
And I think we tend to say, ata nili change personality, niliacha kuwa extrovert, sasa nimekuwa introvert. It doesn't happen. We have to accept that thing that it is becoming a problem.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Just on the persistent depressive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
For that one, it's there. She said the symptoms are almost the same as depression. The thing is, with this one, it's long term. It's 2 years plus, and it's hypo. The symptoms are not as loud as the major depressive disorders, but it doesn't mean it's not debilitating. It's very debilitating,
mm-hmm.
but just that the symptoms are a bit lesser and it's longer in duration. Yeah,
okay.
That's why it's persistent.
Persistence, from the name persistence.
From the name, yeah.
But just to add on what even them they've said, I think what I can say is this persistence depression, it always comes in slowly by slowly. You know, that time when you experience something, let's say you started experiencing some kutengwa kwa kazi, unaanza kuona like mazi was a problem with me, you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Like unaanza kuona kama kila mtu anakutaki. So you start developing that feeling over and over again. Then if you don't have someone to speak to, it now brings in or it inaifanya inakuwa too, inakuwa too much, then you start experiencing it in lifetime thing. Unapata unaanza kuji isolate na kila mtu, you just want to stay alone in your own corner. So even me, I would concur with what she has said. It's really amazing.
You don't even know how to tell someone this is what I'm feeling, because it's hard. Even me telling you that you feel maybe like maybe, it's hard.
But you know, okay, kama nimezana na yeye, if okay, you know, it depends on the person whom you're going to talk to. If I'm used of talking to her, then she understands me deep and she knows some of the things that I go through. I'll be that easy, or I'll be able to talk to her and tell her everything, because she will know. Yeah, tunajua, you know, you ladies mnakuanga na mnaitanga sio bestie or someone.
Yeah, bestie.
Yani, that person lazima hata mkianza dating lazima atajua una date so and so. Like she, you will be telling her every day, leo mmefanya hivi na hivi na hivi. So if you are in that position of, or you are having that person that you are very close with, I think, okay, if it's me, I'll be able to share with him or her. We'll talk. And kama an advice vibaya ni kama iwezi. Some, you know, some now you'll have not to be keeping them for yourself. But some, if you see that he's helping in a way, at least now that one will be able now to talk it out. So if you really trust someone na umeza, and I'm saying, yeah, for me, I would say, you can, it can help in solving that issue.
I think I just had to accept therapy at some point, because you feel like if I tell my friend, they'll judge me. If I tell my family, they'll take me kwa pasta. Itaenda kwa pasta, watakemea people. I will not have been helped. So I think like accepting also like therapy is okay, you know. There's a problem. I think there is stigma around therapy in our African communities.
There is
like there is that fear. Unajua, like labda ulienda counseling shule, and then the next time you hear another teacher talking about your problem. So you have a problem talking to someone. But I think at some point we just have to know that a therapist is a law bound that they cannot tell your story.
Your story, true.
Unless it is you thinking about suicide or
harming someone else.
Or harming someone else. So you see, there's some things you just have to accept, like therapy. And let's not stigmatize therapy, or let's not stigmatize people with depression, because it's real, it's a disease. Najua naonanga like depression is something made up. But we have to start accepting that depression is there. And it is a disorder, it is a disease, and we should let people seek attention because they need it. So just because we're still on that, I would love to like know, why is it that most youths fall into depression?
Okay, that is a very, very good one nowadays. I feel like as youth, we have a lot of pressure to make it. I want to make it tomorrow. I want to have 1 million tomorrow. How possible is that? I don't want to suffer. Soft girl life era, baby girl era. You know, then you know, then this thing of even you comparing yourself with someone with your friend and being like, "Wow, she lives here, she drives what?" I feel like it just puts a lot of pressure on you, and you feel like you're not even making it, and you don't even appreciate your small steps to make it in life. You end up being like, you know what? Okay, so I'm done with these courses. You know what? I have a job, but I'm not like Nani and Nani. She has a car, she has a house. What do you think that does to your brain? It changes like the small positive things to even negative, because you're like, no, I'm not the same with her, meaning there's something wrong I'm doing. So you're just putting blame on yourself and not appreciating yourself for even the little things you do. As you grow up, we're also facing other challenges. You're facing relationships. How are you handling your relationships? How are you, do you know your attachment style to someone? Is it anxious avoidant, where someone will not pick up the phone and you're like, this person is cheating? Then you already said you're crying, you know, you're breaking up with the person in your head.
They're communicating. Yeah.
Communication is very important. I say that. But still, one or two calls won't warrant that this person is cheating, and then, you know, you're already avoiding this person and all those things. So you need to know all these things when you go into a relationship. But just Google what is my attachment style, so that you are aware that when you get in, you're able even to communicate with the person and tell them, you know what, I'm very anxious avoidant. If you don't pick my call, I will end up thinking this and this and this, so that the person is also aware that they can even assure you, they will reassure you, oh no, I wasn't doing what you're thinking. I was probably sleeping, washing dishes. I mean, there's so many things to do.
Yeah,
you know. And also, what else you guys can add some more?
I'm thinking, I don't know, but this is my 2 cents. I'm thinking, in the modern days we're living, depression is overrated and underrated at the same time. Because as you said, if I can crave mandazi and say I'm depressed because it's a pata mandazi, and then at the same time be going through so many things and not knowing that I'm depressed. Because mtu akimaliza shule ama tuseme by the time maybe someone is in high school, you're being told uku nje ni kugumu, toka nje uone, toka nje kwa mwanaume, toka nje kwa mwanamke ujue umezoea pocket money, you know. So it's like a setup, a system. They're giving you a system kwa akili already. So by the time umetoka huku nje and you start facing things, you're there thinking, you can either think this is the way life is supposed to be because they said ni kugumu, and unateseka, somebody maybe even left home, unateseka, and you're actually depressed but hujui, because walikuambia, they wired, it's like the way we told little boys ati wavulana huwaoli, ati baba unalia nini? Wanaume hawalikaza machozi. Don't say what you feel. No, by the time he's getting to dance age and he's dating Valentine, he's an animal at some point. Because I'm a bottle up, the day Valentine does something, Valentine than ni kitu kidogo, dani osiku ndo zimefika hapa. Amechukua kisu asha mchanja. And you're there saying, Kai, another man. Imagine the girl alikata tu kumpeleka chai and then he stabbed her. That guy has been sick. But where is it coming from? Like you're saying, before I start telling you, Ati, this is my attachment style. Sindio, I think some things, how did I know that ati ukikosa kuchukua simu una cheat? There's always something kwa background. Me sana sana, if I'm to date anyone, I love kusikiliza kwanza. Atapike aniambie, hata kama si unajua watu wengine ni wadaku, maybe ukisikiza watu wengine watakwambia hey, sijui nani si mzuri, but it's good to hear who that Bottles. Person is, where they're coming from. Like, I'll give a personal example. I once dated someone. Hallelujah, nimeokoka bado, but yeah.
Amen.
I want to get engaged.
Dating is not bad.
Dating to marriage is okay.
Mimi natoboka sababu then sikuwa nimeokoka. Waona? So I'm dating this guy and we have constant fights, but kwa tu vitu tudogo tudogo. And then this time nimechoka, I'm like, I'm done. He'll be there, he'll even start crying and all that. And you know what he'll tell me? I don't know how to love. I don't know, you're actually teaching me how to love. And I'm like, I don't understand. So it took time to sit down with him and niambie kwani kwao huaje, who are you? You know, funny thing, I'm already inside ndo nataka kujua who he is, which is a wrong thing. So that should have told me we are going nowhere. We went nowhere. Anyway, so the guy and ananiambia sijui ati ni kwetu, sijui nilipozaliwa. I found my parents fighting. Actually, my father is a batterer. Actually, siji, unaona hapa mali nimekatwa. Babangu ndo alirusha stool. Siji akirusha mamangu. Siji nini. And then you hear siji tulitoka kwetu, tukarudi. As in, that guy knows no love. So, kwake me, I'm all over him. He's like, what's she up to? Anataka nini? What's she up to? And then, nigata hana do. So how is it the mom? He just doesn't know how to be loved. Right. You understand? So by the time you're there to understand such a person, ukiamua umepewa hiyo neema ya kupenda kama hao, neema kwako baraka. But ukaelewa mtu ametoka wapi, then utajua relationship ya Valentine ya mbeleni, somebody cheated on her. So siwezi cheza ni kwa hapa ati nacheka na wewe. Valentine, obviously brain yake inaenda hapo.
Cheating,
what are they trying? Si kupenda ni experiences zenye amepitia. So ukijua mali mtu ametoka, we don't need to fika mpaka ati you're depressed. find out google kumuhusu wachana zile za google kuangalia google kuhusu watu sikiza mm-hmm. utajua cha kuchukua kizuri kibaya hata maisha google kuhusu chebet you'd be like eh msichana sijui yuko you don't know anyone mm-hmm. by hizo first look zako ama hizo meeting zako za dakika mbili 2 hours mm-hmm. find out about Paul before you start judging na unaweza jisaidia na uwasaidie pia mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Relationships are very dynamic before yeah. even you get into one know yourself like sure. basically sure. self-awareness mm-hmm. and love yourself first have mm-hmm. this form of self-love where you're like it's okay even if like this person walks out on me it's okay even you know it's that you know your form of love mm-hmm. and that this form of love I can participate in it or I cannot you know you have your boundaries and it's very important before you just dive into one
what yeah. what I can say is in the same topic of relationship ladies should lower their expectation on their men
Oh.
Please, ladies, lower expectations on men.
That's our topic.
Acha boy child ajionge.
Nakwambia leo hata kama mmenifunga lazima tu niseme hiyo. Because you know, it will a lady will come or will get into a relationship with a man, then she's like, "Hey, maze, this guy is going to do this and this. We are going to have a good relationship." Then at a point, this guy, let's say, he experienced something. Maybe workplace ameambiwa amerudishwa kazi chini then you see that provision the way he used to provide for the girlfriend isn't the same unaona so the girl starts like thinking something out of the box like is unasikizi unapeleka pesa wapi nini nini you know with the same topic of depression
yeah.
the lady is like like mm-hmm. she starts thinking vitu zenye haziko if the man tries to explain mm-hmm. then the lady will be like no unajaribu kuchocha nini nini which is not good you know so like for my case I would like just to say a lady should lower the expectation because if you don't then you'll have this negative thinking in your mind and which will lead into some of the depression and stuff that we are talking about
so you were just trying to say our expectations in everything because we have seen expectations in workplaces expectations in our homes expectations in our relationships
mostly in relationships
so yeah we're just trying to say like balance okay have how will I put it kuwa na kitu yenye you can get to that goal
yeah
isikuwe over the top when you ulisema mtu unataka milioni utatoa wapi hiyo milioni so yeah and also I think if you're not ready to date don't
valid point
actually a friend told me I will not date until I heal my anger and trauma
that's smart
so I was like okay this person knows themselves yes they are already clinically diagnosed with a depression but they are very very like they know now how to love themselves and when you get to a point where someone tells you I will not enter into a relationship until I deal with my anger and trauma that means that person is really smart and is a protective person can protect you and can protect themselves yeah so I think that is okay so since we have talked about the issues that go on and the issues that bring on depressions how can we what can we do to avoid depression
okay
yeah
So avoiding depression, not really, we can't call it avoiding depression.
Or
yeah, we can call like it maybe we're just trying to
curb or deal with
depression. So what can we do? I think it's for me, it's just about the small things we do every day. I wouldn't want you to do the big things. Basically, we'll start with how is your sleeping pattern? Mm-hmm. Your sleeping pattern will affect your concentration, your focus, how you even relate with others. When you wake up very sleepy, you're very grumpy and very irritable. So how's your sleeping pattern at night? Do you have a regular sleep cycle? What is your circadian rhythm? You know, what do you do before bed? Before bed, just get to bed, wind down, journal, stretch a little bit, you know, just tone your body to in some way that you can be able to just gain that sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also just switch off your devices and your phones. I know we are told this always, but some people will be like, that doesn't work for me, I use my phone. But you're trying to avoid that blue light to give you that, the hormone, the chemical in the brain for it to induce your sleep. And in the morning, just wake up and open the curtains, flood your room with natural light, open the windows, even on the worst days. This will help because it tells you, you know what, it induces a chemical, serotonin in the brain, which will like induce happiness even in the toughest of days, you know. That is one for me. Another thing is just, you know, exercise is simple. You don't have to go for 1 hour to the gym and all. No, do a 30 minutes walk, do a run, do a jog, do something that will keep you very active. It also releases very important chemicals in your brain that are released to help you feel good, and over a long term it will just build this feel good about yourself, that no, it will help you become resilient, you know. Mm-hmm. With this feel good thing, nutrition, what are you eating, what are you feeding your body? Food is a pacifier. So food also helps release certain chemicals in our brain. You know, what are you eating? What are you feeding yourself? Are you eating healthy or are you just eating junk? You know, and also, what else? Journaling. Write down your thoughts. Externalize them, especially when you're feeling really bad.
Yeah,
if you put them in your head, it's like you're trying to run away from it. You're trying to like, brain, don't think about this. And once you do that, is when your brain now is there. Don't think about an elephant. Now your brain will start thinking about it. So don't think about that boy. Don't think about that hard thing. It's when your brain now is like on it. So mm-hmm. What journaling does is it externalizes them. It helps you put them out and be like, this. And you can be able to even like, even write solutions down for yourself and be like, oh, for this, maybe I can do this. For the things that are really hard, write them down to just help it not accumulate in your brain so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I can say for me is we should be able to adapt to also changes.
Mm-hmm.
When something happens, let's say a period of let's say, like a good example is the way Corona came in.
Mm-hmm.
You found most of the people lost their jobs and many things happened, and it which led to a lot of depression during that time. But now for us, okay, for you to be able to kuepuka depression, mm-hmm. at least we should be able now to adapt to these changes.
Yeah.
Then another thing is we should also set a realistic goals. Mm-hmm. When it comes to personal life and what you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. We see a kile goal, maze, you are over committing to something which it could drain sana, it will lead you into a lot of thinking na between nyingi sana. So I think with me I have to go only those two because others we're going to share out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As I leave the rest for you, I would really recommend this. Do you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. Just be you. At the minute you realize that your fingerprints look like no other persons in this earth, just do you. You know, we have this tendency of comparing ourselves, whether it's consciously or subconsciously.
Yeah.
You're there thinking, eh, tulimaliza shule the same time na Vals.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Vals doing this and I'm not? Why can't she get this and I'm not? Apparently, there are some things zina tusumbua sana, they take away from the moment. Mm-hmm. For example, I was giving my mom an example. I have a friend of mine who's really, really praying to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like kabisa anaomba, she wants to get a hubby and be a mom. And I was telling my mom, hey, nani ako na hii desire na Mungu ampatie. And then my mom said, young girls, some things were hamwelewi. And immediately in my spirit, I felt this. And this is what I told her. Mom, by the way, you know, could be God and a hold your story, I'm total. Because
mm-hmm.
probably after, God forbid, after childbirth, maybe hata kuata na temyingi ya kuishi. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Ama probably God and a hold. Because ye mwenye kona issues kwa roho zenye God ana deal with nazo kwanza. Mm-hmm. God anapenda the guy mwenye unataka as much as anakupenda. Mm-hmm. So he won't give you as a wrecked product to a man he loves. Mungu anatumia Dan, amechukua Dan, amechukua muda na Dan. Una dhani juna muomba ukwe mke wa Dan. Mm-hmm. Mungu hapendi Dan enough, anataka kumpatia wewe mwenye umejaanga issues, wewe mwenye hujielewi, una self control. Una ni God loves that nigga, that man, mm-hmm, so much that he is preparing you.
Mm-hmm.
God loves that girl so much that he knows huyu ndio wako, but he is preparing the both of you. Mm-hmm. So at times uko hapo thinking, kai, okay, I wish I could be married, I wish I'd be a mother. You're not even enjoying your singlehood right now. Ngojea uolewe upate mtu anakuambia saizi ndio unafaa kwa nyumba, ndio like, what, I'm Miss Independent, I come to the no, you, and then you're going back to the Bible na wewe umeokoka ati women submit. Hapo ndipo unaanza kuwa na shida. You didn't take time to understand yourself, to do you that period in your life. Mm-hmm. I was telling my mom, I realized I was stuck in the teen period of my life for a while. That was in 2020. Nilikuwa namwambia mom, aki teens, we usually talk so much with my mom. Mm-hmm. Eh? So I was telling her, aki teens of Christ, teens for Christ, we used to call ourselves teens for Christ. Aki we had fire. Aki the whole estate knew us. Tulikuwa tunaitwa concert wapi, we used to. And then I'd sit and tell her, kai, aki nani sijui alishakuwa mwizi. So and so died. So and so. And she's like, how do you move on from that? Mm-hmm. And it took God. By then I never knew I was stuck there until when I sat down to make an analysis of my life. What would I want?
Mm.
Where am I? Ndio nikapata karo akili ziko pale pale. And you can't start comparing ati jusa nimekuja ARC. I'm like, ay, kwa nini hawa youth hawako kama wale youth? Let people be themselves. Mm. Do you? Because kila kitu, there's a time, the Bible says there's a time for each and every season. Now the fact that huku maximize teenage life yako, si makosa ya Mungu, shauri yako.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that uja maximize it time wewe ni youth, shauri yako. By the time unakuwa maybe umefika to another level, una find unakuja ukiwa na madosari, just do you. You can't compare. Uki compare utaishi chebet. Because wewe mtoto unatamani, for example, utapata mtoto labda awe tofauti, si kama yule mwenye ulipenda. It's a journey, it's a level. Embrace it, like he said.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy, be flexible, adapt. This is where we are, we move on. Musema, we live, we move on every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Job imeisha. Sidanganya tista feel. Mm-hmm. I'll feel, probably I'll even cry, but then I'll wake up tomorrow like,
yeah,
we live. Find that car drive. Kwangu, my drive again is my boy. Mm-hmm. I would sit, maybe ata kwa accident, nilipopata accident in 2009. Dawa ni chungu. There was one yenye nilikuwa na kwa huku kwa mkono. If you look at me closely, nina vidonda huku because walikuwa wananiweka huku, wanatoa wananiweka huku, because at times I'm giving up, niko hapo and I'm thinking, mbona sikufa hapo kwa barabara, why all this pain? But the fact that he is there, I was like, nataka kumuona. And then daktari wakajua kwamba huyu mudhoni ako na sana. So the doctor would come, mudhoni, ni ile dawa ya kuponya spine upande wa ndani, there's an incision upande wa ndani na nje. So she'd say, mudhoni, unataka kuona G? And I'd say, kubali ni kweke dawa. And for that reason, I would sit through, wataweka dawa, watamaliza, nitakuja, watakuja therapy, and wataniketisha chini, and it was painful. It was painful sitting down, and the doctor would say, do you want to see him? And I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, so I would sit,
so
I would do my physio, I'd do anything for him. So find that drive for him and you'll be okay. God loves you.
Amen.
Okay, another thing I'd love to add is learn to cut off social media for a while.
Mm.
Someone once told me, influencers post what they want you to see. So when you're looking at that picture, where she is, where he is, what they're driving, the house they're living,
yeah,
you're like, God, when? Now mm-hmm. that is peer pressure. Peer pressure hits you.
I want to live that life.
You want to have 1 million in tomorrow. The next day.
Dear God.
Lord, Lord, when.
And when you meet these people in the street, they look different from what they post. Their life is different.
Yeah.
But now they're getting into your mind to make you think like, I can make it within a few days, mm-hmm. within a few months.
Yeah.
But when you sit down with those people who have made it, they tell you, I didn't just wake up and have 1 million in my bank account. Mm-hmm. I didn't just wake up and have a connection with someone and someone.
Yeah.
It took time. Probably you met them somewhere and you just waved at them. And the next day, they saw something in you and their relationships... You begin relationship with these people step by step and they hit you in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. So when you put social media, kidogo unachana nayo, you deal with who you are, like majorly loving yourself,
yeah.
accepting who you are. My journey is not the same as your journey.
Yeah.
Like my destiny is different.
Mm-hmm.
My way of doing things will be different.
Yeah.
The time I take to build my empire is different.
Mm-hmm.
I might take 10 years, you might take 5 years.
Yeah.
So things are different.
Yeah.
Another thing is reduce stress.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can't do,
mm-hmm.
just let them be.
Yes.
Don't force yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nataka kufanya kitu fulani and you're unable to do it,
mm-hmm.
and you're forcing issues, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Achana tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think on that, no is a complete answer.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain why you're saying no.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do a certain activity or take up a certain responsibility, no is a complete answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Learning to say no, it's a strong thing.
Yes.
Then before you finish, what I can say also is you know, when you are actually, we are really fighting this depression thing, one thing I should let these people or people to understand is this thing is not something that you're going to say nimeacha leo or I'm going to overcome this thing leo naisha leo. We should also be in that position to understand and be very flexible with it, because it's something which is going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fight the social media, you know, it's very hard. If someone was into a lot of Instagram most of the time and I scroll Instagram or any site online most of the time, it's very tricky or difficult for him or her to just leave it once. You get it? So it's something that you're going to... like a step after step, you should have, let's say, like a program or a way out that you're going to be excluding yourself or preventing yourself from accessing these social medias, because it's not that easy that you're going to say, "Acha nitoke alone, ishe leo." You get it? Even these other addictions, it's not that easy just to leave it once. You have to go through like a process one by one until that time that you'll be fully out of it. Yeah, that's what I think, wanted people to understand.
It's more of making a column for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make a column in a day, like when you're journaling in the evening, because every day you're supposed to assess yourself,
mm-hmm.
what you have done and the do and the don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more of kutengeneza ka column. Today I spent this amount of hours on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. The next day I spend this amount. So like you tend... In a week, when you assess yourself, you see like Monday nearly to me, let's say five hours. Tuesday nikapunguza an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday nikapunguza. So it's a slow by slow. Then eventually you get comfortable with not even touching your phone in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also, like, congratulate yourself on that. Be able to be like, yes, good work for me.
Yeah, sure.
But even at some point, Monday, Tuesday, you've reduced your usage. Wednesday, you go up for 10 hours. Just be also able to give yourself that grace and tell yourself healing is not linear. It's not a straight line. I won't be doing everything perfectly every day. I will have pits. I will fall. You know, I will do this thing imperfectly.
Mm.
But you're able to pick yourself up from that place where you are and be like, it's okay, I will start again. So I'm doing this and you're focused. I'm reducing my internet usage, my Insta. Just pull a pull.
Yeah, true.
Wow. The set has gotten so emotional. I'm feeling like, okay, this is my story other people are telling.
Mm.
And it is like, finding a place where I was so comfortable to tell my story, to stop mm-hmm. being ashamed of my story, to realize that I had gotten to certain points
I thank God for that grace.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the social media, what happened is I deleted everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed for almost 2 months without accessing social media.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I was crying a lot. I was experiencing migraines, worthlessness. Nimewambia kila siku nimeandika eulogy. I look at that eulogy every day and I'm like, God, where was I heading to? And I think what happened is I accepted that I was going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted that going for therapy was not for the weak person.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like by the fourth session, I could say I was doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And right now here, I know there are days I find it so hard, but my journal is a place where I run to. If you read my blog, you could actually see there are days you will find that very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And there are days you find it is so happy. It is, it's bubbly. You're just seeing a very different girl. So one thing is learn to accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to know when you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to know your triggers. Be happy. And also, it is not bad to use medicine.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I am a very bad insomniac. And at some point, I was put on, I am using like, I think, two antidepressants. And then at some point, I was put on melatonin for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, me, I sleep with my phone. Not a pata simu, nilishika ikaniwaga uso na hivyo ndo nililala. But it has helped me to heal from inside. And sometimes I tell people, in my 20s, I was learning how to live with a disease that I was told is going to be there for the rest of my life. In my 20s, I was learning to deal with not having friends. In my 20s, I was learning how to just be strong, you know. And then now I am packing everything into my 29th year because I'm thinking by the 30th year, I am manifesting marriage and a baby.
Amen.
Because I think I am ready. Yeah.
Amen.
But also I am flexible to let God custom make that husband for me.
True.
Because I want a husband that is made for me by God. Sitaki kwenda kupigana na mtu ati nimeenda kanisa unafika unanikelelesha. Mungu nilete ule mwenye tunaezana na yeye na hata kuwa trigger. So it has been so interesting to have you guys on set. I think I was just like, I am replaying a video of my life. I am trying to understand. And Carol, I'm so sorry about your experience. I know we all have experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm calling upon all kinds of testimonies. If you have testimonies, please reach out to the number on the poster. We'll be having the director's number there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue on mental health awareness, we're going to talk about panic attacks and anxiety, which sometimes we have and we don't realize it's a disorder. So we have anxiety and panic attacks next week. So stay tuned on all our social media handles. YouTube, we are Agape Restoration Center Kawangware. Facebook, the same, Agape Restoration Kawangware. On TikTok, we are the Christian Army Podcast, and also on Spotify. So get us to 1,000 followers on TikTok so that at least you guys are in a live and you can give us your questions. And we will probably make sure that Faith is here to answer you because, wow, okay, you can also make an appointment with Faith.
Awesome.
So it has been an interesting session. I didn't know we could talk about depression this way, and I'm feeling like atujamalizia. So we'll still have a part two coming because also in the Bible, some people faced depression, including Jesus and King David. And there were people who served God, but they went through depression. So no one is, how will I put it?
Immune.
No one is an exception.
Yeah.
So all ages, let us learn to accept that depression is there. So from Agape Restoration Center, the Christian Army Podcast, whereby we are youth working for Christ, by Christ, and with Christ, we are saying tune in and please be keen on what we'll be talking about. Barikiwe ni sana.
Thank you.